Freshman Representative Joe Walsh is a Republican serving the 8th District of Illinois, and he's a member of the Tea Party caucus. Walsh says not only will he never sell out, he won't even compromise. In fact, Walsh is considered the unofficial spokesman for the no-compromise faction of the Republican majority in the U.S. House. I was curious, isn't politics the art of compromise?
Yes, and eventually you're right. To get anything done, to move the goal at all, you do need to compromise. You need to bring more people under your tent, into your view. But I take a longer view right now. Eventually, there's going to need to be compromise to get things done. But the argument that I try to make is not right now. Right now, we were sent to try to, if you will, repeal much of what the president's done. And if that can't be done, at least stop a lot of what he's done. The differences are so great with what he believes in most Democrats and with what most Republicans believe that I think we'd be poorly served if we compromised any time in this next year. It's too early.
I'm curious, I guess, to know whether you see a difference between sticking to your principles, which I understand you to be saying, mm-hmm. and, well, just being stubborn.
No, I guess I'd say it's more strategic. I believe the country right now is going through a revolution, all right? Nobody's shooting each other. But we're going through a war, really arguing about and debating about our founding principles. And I would argue that the war began when President Obama got elected. And so we're very early in this revolution. And by the way, I think the revolution's a great thing because we've put off these questions for a long time. So here we are now 2 to 3 years into this revolution. I just got sent to Washington a year ago as part of this revolution. I know eventually there's going to have to be a resolution that could be 4, 6, 8, 10 years down the road, but now's not the time for me to reach across the aisle.
So you think that the people who disagree with you are simply wrong?
I think in the main they're dead wrong, in general. And Jim, that's what's actually so fascinating about what we're going through right now is that, look, it's President Obama didn't get us here alone. You know, Republicans and Democrats for years have grown this government to the point where we are now broke, and we are now more broke than anyone knows. Shame on both parties for doing that. This president has taken it to a new dangerous extreme. So yes, that's wrong, and that needs to be stopped.
Again, there are so many different ways in which we can talk about this. Mm-hmm. One of the things about negotiation, frankly, when I was raised in Illinois, not that far from the district that you represent.
Okay.
When I was growing up, my mother told me that calling someone a liar was not a nice thing to do. But you have very famously, I just watched a video that you posted on YouTube, which it begins with you saying, President Obama, stop lying to the American people. That's a very strong statement.
It was, because it was, in my mind, a very strong statement he made when he told the American people, if August 2nd comes and goes and we don't raise the debt ceiling, boy, I can't guarantee that seniors are going to get their Social Security checks. I believe at that time he knew that wasn't an accurate statement. I believed at that time that he was simply saying that to try to scare senior citizens. Now, again, I've been very careful, Jim, maybe not always, but in not calling him a liar because I don't know the president. In that instance, I certainly felt like he was lying to the American people. Look, I've been pretty direct with this president, and I'm just a freshman in Congress. I simply believe that he's in over his head. I think we elected him based on who he was. He was a historic figure. We knew very little about him, and we certainly didn't know necessarily what he was going to do. We now know after 2 or 3 years, I think, what he aims to do. And much of what he's doing is really hurting this country badly.
You know, the Republican Party in general, and the Tea Party specifically, has been labeled by Democrats, at least, as the party of no. How do you respond to that?
Well, two things. I believe that this thing we call the Tea Party movement, I believe it's bigger than either party. I mean, I've been saying this for a couple of years now. I don't think the media has any clue as to how big this movement is. And truthfully, I don't think my Republican Party understands it or the Democratic Party. So to me, it's the silent growing majority. But having said that, no, I think it's the exact opposite. I think the Tea Party is the party of yes. The Tea Party, Jim, basically stands for a much more limited government, so we get government out of the way, we get to keep more of our own money, and we're responsible for more of our own lives. Now, to me, that's an optimistic view. That's a view that says, if you let me keep more of the dollar I make, I'll grow my business, I'll take care of my family, I'll take care of my parents as they get older, I'll be in charge of my own health care, I'll take care of the poor people in the community in which I live. That's the party of yes. To me, the Democratic Party, the party that believes in bigger government, that only government, that government needs to force people to do things, that's a very pessimistic view of mankind. That tells me that we need to, that's a party that says we need to take more of your money so that we can solve the world's problems because you're not good enough or smart enough to do it on your own. We need government to provide your health care for you because you're not smart enough to go out there and shop for your own health care. So I guess I always argue we're the party of yes, we're the optimistic party.
Earlier this year, the candidate for president, Ron Paul, who is often seen as a favorite of the Tea Party, aligned with the progressive Ralph Nader on what they called a progressive libertarian alliance. Do you think such a thing is possible?
Without knowing the specifics, my answer would be no, not at all. I mean, again, there's clearly a libertarian strand throughout the Tea Party movement, which means limited government and more freedom. And the progressive viewpoint is the exact opposite. The progressive viewpoint, again, respectfully, just believes in a larger, more activist government to solve our country's problems. I don't know how you can reconcile at all those two viewpoints.
It's also curious that we've seen in the national press that the Tea Party, as represented there certainly, did not feel that the Occupy Wall Street people had anything in common with them. They appear to, in that both object to government as it is. Do you think it's just a cultural difference that causes the split between the two, the disparity between the two, or is there something more?
No, I think they have nothing, if not very, very, very little in common. Look, again, I think the Tea Party movement is a real movement. It's an organic movement. Whether the media wants to accept that or not, this Occupy Wall Street stuff, this isn't a movement. This is a series of well-orchestrated protests. And what these two sides stand for and believe in, again, are diametrically opposed. The Tea Party movement believes in much more limited government and much more freedom and accountability for all of us out here. We don't look toward big government to solve our problems. When you look at the Occupy Wall Street protesters are advocating, you know, like many far-left progressives, again, respectfully, they're advocating big, big government solutions, which is anathema to what I think. Well, it's anathema to what the vast majority of this country believes in.
Freshman Representative Joe Walsh is a Republican serving the 8th District of Illinois, and he's a member of the Tea Party Caucus. He's the unofficial spokesman for the no-compromise faction of the Republican majority in the U.S. House.